No hidden agenda, Troy Aikman blasts beer companies taking shortcuts to gain consumers amid Bud Light controversy. By Dylan Gwynn on May 25, 2023. Against the backdrop of Bud Light's crashing revenues due to an activist marketing executive's desire to cater to leftists and their radical gender ideology movement, NFL legend Troy Aikman has made a novel pitch for his beer company. No agenda. No distractions. Just a good beer. Aikman, who owns 8 Elite Light Lager, tweeted a video on Tuesday in which he spoke to beer drinkers about the need to avoid agendas and get back to just fucking great beer. Authenticity matters. Lately there's been a lot of talk about beer companies and not nearly enough conversation about what really matters, the beer itself, Aikman said. Some brands are taking shortcuts to gain consumers. We're committed to producing a first-class product. No hidden agenda. No distractions. Come join Team 8. Aikman continued, everyone's talking about beer companies these days, but nobody's talking about beer. I started 8 with the goal of creating a company dedicated to making really great light beer. No agenda, no distractions. Just great fucking beer. As Breitbart's Elaine Mallon reports, sales for Anheuser-Busch have plummeted since its partnership with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Beginning April 1, the social media influencer posted a series of videos on TikTok promoting Bud Light. The beer giant even sent Mulvaney a pack of beer with his face on it, with the inscription "Cheers to 365 Days of Girlhood." The company said the cans were not meant for public sale, and even sent distributors a free case of beer to make amends in the face of lost sales due to the ensuing backlash. However, 6 weeks later, Bud Light sales continued to plunge, by 24.6% for the week ending May 13. Signs have been seen in several locations essentially offering free Bud Light if customers submit a rebate form by June 14. Aikman's beer is only found in Texas, according to its website, Fox News reports. A percentage of its revenue also goes to charity organizations, including the Military Warriors Support Foundation, Back on My Feet, The Common Market, and Project Lorenzo.